Legends of Arabia. Comparable to masters of the genre such as Andersen or the Brothers Grimm, Legends of Arabia is the fifth collection of tales by Miguel Ángel Villapinto. It includes seven tales of wonder, the most worthy successor, Abdellah and the Genie of the Bottle, the Message of the Waves, the Seal of Menander, Eriador, the Cave in the Desert, and the Last Battle.
The most worthy successor.
Long ago in the Far East, there was once a kingdom ruled by a very wise monarch. This monarch had three sons. Nuzair was the name of the firstborn, Idari the name of the second, and Sald the name of the youngest. The three lived near their father's palace, and visited him together every day. He always welcomed them with the greatest of joy, for the monarch, besides delighting in wisdom, had a cheerful and lively nature that grew even brighter in the presence of his sons. One day, however, when the three came to see him, the monarch's expression carried a very different feeling. The princes noticed it at once and asked, full of concern,
"Have we done something to upset you, father?" "No, my sons," the monarch replied. "I have always been very proud of you and of your conduct. I have nothing to reproach you for." "Then what is troubling you, father?"
"My age, my sons, my age is what troubles me. I will die soon, and one of you must succeed me on the throne." The princes were deeply saddened to hear these words, and a heavy silence fell over the royal hall.
"You must not grieve," the monarch said, lifting their spirits.
"I will always be with you, just as my father is with me, and just as his father was with him until his death. The time has come for another ancestor to join the first of our forebears, alive in your blood.
But before that day arrives, I would like to see on the throne the one who possesses the greatest virtue to rule."
The three princes, though deeply grieved, nodded to show that they accepted their father's words in full. All three understood that this was how it had to be. One of them would have to succeed him on the throne, and it should be the one most worthy of his legacy. Nuzair, who was an exceptional warrior, believed the honor should fall to him, for none of the three could protect the kingdom better than he could. Idari thought the same, for in light of his renowned gifts as a philosopher, he was convinced that none of the three could bring the kingdom greater prosperity and progress than he could. Sald, on the other hand, believed he should not be the one to rule, for he felt that his youth did not allow him enough experience to be proclaimed the kingdom's new sovereign. The monarch, who knew his sons very well, had already guessed long before what each of them would think on this day, and he had already seen the truth in each of the three princes' minds.
But since he had not been able to choose between Nuzair and Idari, he had decided to set them a challenge to resolve the dilemma. And so the monarch spoke.
"My sons, for several months I have been torn between you, Nuzair, and you, Idari, for Sald is too young to rule." All three princes showed their agreement with a sincere nod, and the monarch continued.
"But since I could not make up my mind, I have decided that you shall set out in search of the most wondrous place in the world, and bring me a portrait of it, so that we may all admire its beauty, and so that I may use it to judge."
"That said, I do not think it fair to exclude your younger brother despite his youth, for this is a challenge that will reveal the talent each of you has to govern, and I believe he has as much right to take part as either of you." "So do we," Nuzair and Idari told their father with sincere voices. With that, the monarch and his three sons embraced and said their farewells. That very day they set out for distant lands, with one condition added to